Good evening, everybody. You are listening to Davin's Den. Yes, Davin's Den, the show that is better than negative comments on a YouTube video. Our number to call if you are listening live on... Oh, wait, we're not doing that. Don't. You're not calling because I got a guest in the studio. So, to you. But you can join the chat room, the Den Pen.
Screw you, callers. You get in the Den Pen.
I'm just not doing it tonight. We got a series of weeks where I'm just not taking callers.
All right, good.
I won't. I shan't.
All right, we will not.
Anyway, you want to join the Den Pen, go to davinsden.com, click on chat or listen live. And if you're listening to one of our internet affiliates, go open up a new... window in your browser. This is really going away. There's actually been progress on the site, but not yet. So it could be another 6 months with Diva Davi. Diva Donnie. Anyway, that's another thing that angers me. Very unprofessional, what I'm doing right now. Go to davincomedy.com, go to the Davin's Den, and then click chat and go, and you're in. That's what we're doing. Who am I talking to? I'm Davin Rosenblatt. I'm talking to myself, you, talking to Pip Helix. Hello, Pip.
Hi, everybody.
Comedian, actor, longtime friend. Creator of the new short film In the Name of Comedy, Brett Eidman is here. Hello, Brett.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Brett. How are you?
Good. Nice to be here.
Glad to have you in. Joe will be here when Joe feels like it.
You make it sound like he's just moseying.
No, I don't think Joe's moseying at all.
No. From what he said in his email, he's going to be taking, you know, people out.
Joe will be here after 7.
Yes.
Or so.
Yeah.
Joe will be here. You'll get your dose of
Joe. You'll get your dose of curry.
That was a very unprofessional start to the show of me. A little.
Should we start over?
No, because I don't care that much.
Okay.
But I mean, yeah, I mean, I care, but not that much.
Yeah. But, they're used to us.
They are. We're going to be talking on the second part of the show, the syndicated. We're going to talk about Brett, about his new short film. I like it because I like it for several reasons. But one of the things I like about it, a lot of people think there's overnight success. Well, that's what a lot of people in entertainment. I mean, we try to prove them wrong every week.
Yeah, we do. Yeah.
But then there's the other path. Then there is the people that have a different path that are still trying to get there.
Right.
And that's what Brett's short film is about. And also a very interesting career choice that Brett made. And Brett and I have been friends a long time. And I remember the process that Brett was going through, where he was. And I want to talk about that. I don't want to spoil it. But the man had a viral video, and I don't mean like a few thousand people viral video. The man had a huge viral video.
Yes.
So we will definitely talk about it. There's a chance if you're a comedy fan, you might have seen this viral video.
Bet you did.
And that video takes up a pretty big portion of your film. Wouldn't you agree, Brett?
Yeah, it was. That was basically what the film was supposed to be about.
Okay.
Is the... Why did I do the viral video and then the aftermath of the viral video?
We're going to get into that. Because there's questions I wanted to ask you at the time what you were thinking. I wanted to ask you afterwards. Because I remember we had the problem. You and I had conversations about it.
I told you that it was a fake video.
Well, we'll get there. I don't want to give it away.
Okay.
I don't want to give it away.
All right, all right.
Because not at first. Yeah. Not at first. Yeah. Brett, I mean, I watched the video pretty soon after it happened. Mm. I actually gave... a speech. I was doing, talks. I was going to places giving talks about comedy and heckling and this, that, the other. And that was actually part of it, as I recall.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I remember where you were giving that speech.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Brett's viral video was quite impactful. So now we're hoping In the Name of Comedy is twice as impactful.
Yes.
Cool.
That's what I'm hoping. That's why you're here.
That would be nice.
And if you are twice as impactful within The Name of Comedy, then clearly you can thank us. But if not, not our fault. So we're going to be talking to Brett about Brett later on. He's going to be with us the whole show, but we're going to focus in on that. Today's the first day of school here, so we'll talk about some of the things kids can't do in school anymore.
Right.
Drunks in the news, some drunk airline pilots.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
Joe was unleashed on the public, and he has a brand new You Stink.
I thought it was your turn to watch him.
I was not.
Oh.
I was watching other things.
I guess I watched the ball.
And
dropped the ball.
Yes. And spying Wi-Fi routers. A lot of technical stuff in this
story.
Yeah,
we do.
I got to try to make this simple so I can understand it.
Yeah, because my simple brain was going, what do they do again?
But it's important to know.
And
it's
fascinating.
Scary. It's scary.
Yeah.
So a lot of technical gobbledygook, so we got to do what we always do. And
like real spy shit.
Make it so we understand what the hell we're talking
about. Yeah, yeah.
That's what we got to do. And Ann Jackson. If we get to it, a little tease, I think Ann Jackson writes a letter to somebody very special.
Ooh.
Somebody you won't guess. I hope we get that far with Ann Jackson. We'll explain who Ann Jackson is.
Yeah, I'm wondering, did I miss something?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. We'll explain that. That's the third segment in the show. That's when we deal with scammers. That's kind of our calling card.
Mm-hmm.
That and not being prepared and professional. But
scammers, Tom Vu.
Did Yes. Yes. That was the inspiration for the character that led to some of the problems.
Yes.
Yeah. Although I don't know if Tom Vu's technically a scammer, was he?
Well, yeah, they found out later on. He gambles. He's a card guy in like Vegas and stuff. But he would promise people that if they keep going to his success seminars, mm-hmm. that eventually he'll become partners with them. And he'll go in on properties, you know, real estate property with them. The problem was when they did a story on him is that he went in with nobody on any real estate property. And he was saying, well, you know, if I bought every single piece of property that came my way, I'd be broke. So that's
he
what
was
he
the
did.
Forerunner to the Trump University.
Yeah.
Before there was Trump U, there was Tom Vu.
Yep.
Well, maybe
he was. Tom Vu was a late night huckster.
Yeah, but maybe Trump went to his seminar.
No, Trump's been huckstering a long time.
I know.
I'm going to try not to get too political tonight.
Yeah.
Although I'm going to get a touch on it. So I want to. Well, I was talking to you about this before the show. You kind of came in when I was talking to a friend of mine.
I did.
A comedian.
I busted right in.
I was talking because I got gigs coming up this week. I'm going to be seeing our pal Trucker Tom.
I know.
Hopefully, we're going to try to go to a Tiger game on Sunday.
Oh, that'll
well.
Be awesome.
Yeah. So. But one of the, we were like arguing because I took a gig and he wasn't happy that I took a gig before the gig's doing for him. And he's like, yeah, I'm just telling you about all the BS that is involved. I go, he goes, you know how it is. I go, no, not my world anymore.
Right.
I don't deal with BS. I show up. I do my job. Hopefully it all goes well. We all leave happy. If there's problems afterwards. I make fun of you on the radio. That's really where I am now. And I'm much, you would have to say, I'm for the most part, I know like a month ago I was like out of my mind on one show. And that could still happen. But for the most part.
Is that a threat?
No, but for the most part, I'm a pretty level person.
Yeah.
I pick and choose my battles.
Yes.
Give you an example of a battle, and we're all married here, Brett, Pitt, mm-hmm. myself. of a battle I avoided last night. So we did a little cleaning up. You can't tell. But we're trying to make some more space because getting more crap. We got to move. So last year, my friend, she gave me, friend of like 27 years, gave me, she knows I'm a big Jet fan, go to the Jet games together. She gave me a calendar of the Jets flight crew, which is their cheerleaders.
Oh, okay.
It was last year. So it was a 2015 calendar. And they all the cheerleaders do this. The photo shoot in Jamaica.
Okay.
I never opened it.
Okay.
I never opened it. So I see it, and I'm like, okay, we'll throw this away.
Right.
I don't need it anymore. It's a 2015 calendar. I don't need it anymore. So I open it, because I'm going to look at the pictures now.
Yeah. Before you check them out, you're going to take a quick look.
Does that seem like a problem?
No.
It does not seem like
a problem. I would do that.
To my wife, it was an issue.
Why?
She did not. She was getting pissed off that I was going to look at those pictures.
Were they naked?
No, they're bikinis.
So what?
She doesn't like you looking at any other women at all, regardless.
I she's not really insanely, she's not ridiculously jealous, but
what about porn?
Well, we don't look at it together, Brett. You know, I prefer she's out of town when I indulge.
It's not a family activity.
It is. I get the kids around. My daughter has a coloring book. We're watching
every Sunday. Every Sunday.
Yeah, it used to be the tradition. You know, the Italians, they have the family dinner on Sunday, the macaroni. We have the family porn night. That's how the Jews do it. It's family porn night. Everybody's
macaroni and porn.
Yeah. Well, that's the Italians. I can't speak for the Italians.
Macaroni.
But elbow macaroni kind of kills the buzz. You want a menico.
No, honey, not that crayon. You want that color for the bigger one.
Yes,
there you go.
Yes. What is that? Sepia?
Sepia tone?
Burnt sienna.
No, nobody comes in burnt sienna color.
People come in burnt. Well, they come in eggshell white. But
yes.
Yeah, but anyway.
But not yeah, whatever.
Anyway, so I had a decision to make. I could argue with her about the ridiculousness
mm-hmm.
of this whole thing.
Yes.
I could start that fight. Or I could go, okay, let's just put it in recyclables.
You're right.
And you got to pick and choose.
You do.
Because let's be honest. I can go online and see the pictures from last year's calendar.
Well, dude,
if I really want to, which
dude,
I don't.
But, that was going to be my point. You could sit during a football game and see more salacious women in the ads in between the during the game than in this calendar.
I could do that during this show while you're talking.
I know, and often you do. I can see you glaze over.
Well, I think if I glazed anything,
I'd step back.
I think there would be complaints. It would be hard to stay on mic.
Yes, for me.
Yes.
Jesus Christ, that's my eye!
Well, you know, maybe we got to add more to the show.
Good trajectory, though.
Hey, the wife's down here. I told you the dumplings are upstairs, too. Yeah, okay. That's the wife. That's Brett.
Yep.
You remember Brett.
We haven't seen each other in many, many years. How you doing? Thanks.
So
we'll just stop the show as she ruffles through the freezer.
No, we don't need to. Poor thing. She's like, I'm not bothering
time.
You. I'm
no,
just
she was perfectly
fine.
I'm not in my professional mind space tonight.
You're not, and why?
Probably because of the conversation that you walked in on.
Yeah, you're just like, you know, F this.
And I'm a little sketchy about the Wi-Fi because Cablevision's messing around.
Okay.
But the point was, picking and choosing battles.
Yes.
I think a lot of guys would have that fight. I think a lot of guys would have that fight on principle.
Yes, they would. They would go there.
And you know I'm the rare guy that will actually win a fight. And I could win that fight on logic.
Oh, no, I know. But what will you really have won?
Yeah, exactly.
In the long term.
Exactly.
How comfy is your couch?
Well, I mean, she usually goes downstairs. Oh. I mean, she sleeps fine on the couch.
How comfy is your backyard? Looks nice and cushy, but do you want to be in it?
Historically, when we've had big blowouts through the years, whether it be here or the apartment, it was her that left.
Ah, okay. So you're feeling pretty cocky about this whole thing. I could have gone out with this argument.
No, I just think in the back of my head, I go, well, there's no reason to lose a good night's sleep.
There could be nights of discomfort. By the way, Joe's girl wants to know, does she know about the bunny obsession from last week?
No.
No.
We should tell Brett. We were doing the scammer thing, and sometimes it takes off-road exits.
Yeah, you'd say.
And I just said I'd like to come on bunnies.
Yeah, and my friend happened to tune in just about that time. We went out to dinner, and she goes, what was with the bunny thing? But she was laughing.
Live bunnies that are just running around in the... That's
well,
that
I mean, let's
bunny?
Be honest. Let's be honest. I'm not a young man. So right. If they're running, it's going to be hard to get them off.
Dead bunnies.
What?
Dead bunnies?
No, that's creepy.
God.
That's wrong. That's too far.
Playboy bunnies. There's a lot of bunnies.
I didn't even think about that. That would be better. Yeah.
Yeah, not the live Playboy bunnies.
I meant...
And not the dead furry ones either.
Like
no. Somewhere in between.
Like soft bunnies that you can pet. I can't believe we're doing this again.
I know.
The ones you keep in a cage. Useless bunnies.
Well, they're not useless. No,
not in his world, they're not useless.
Yeah, they have a use.
Yeah. Yeah. He found it.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, that's why there aren't any in the backyard
anymore. They probably
don't
mind it.
I wouldn't know, but...
Yeah. So your friend found it entertaining?
She laughed. She thought... She's like, you guys are freaking crazy.
I'm glad how you all got painted with that one.
Yeah, I know.
That was really my sickness.
Yes.
But, so then...
And only the bunnies got painted for the
Listen,
record.
Our job to do talk radio... is to create conversation.
Yeah.
Now, I am usually very respectful of people when they disagree.
Mm-hmm.
Only one time I was not respectful of people. That was our first show at the compound when we were just being bombarded.
You weren't
at that show. You might have watched that show.
I watched that show, and it was just like I sat curled in a fetal position watching the monitor going, oh, I can't believe I have to go there next week. Oh, my God. That's so brutal.
It was brutal as my parents tuned in, and there were swastikas scrolling on the instant chats.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was. They were taking no prisoners. They were really
And
brutal.
Joe was in his rape shower fetal position because Joe was shell-shocked that he was doing radio in the basement of his pal's house, I guess. I don't know.
I don't know. But he was just like, you know the Brady Bunch?
Yes.
And there was one episode where they go on some game show, and I think it was like Cindy or the other girl that sees the red light and gets completely like brainwashed and just stares at
Joe
it.
Joe froze like I've never seen him freeze before.
Yeah, he froze just like that.
I've
like,
never seen him freeze.
Deer
like,
in the headlights.
And it was funny because at one point Anthony whipped a beer can at him to get Joe to snap out of it. So that was the one night I was taking
creepy.
No...
creepy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was taking no prisoners that night, but usually I'm pretty respectful. So... Because we're now getting letters from people from our syndicated affiliates, which is nice.
Yeah.
I always like to hear from the people. But we are in a lot of right-wing stations.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
And I am not really a right-wing kind of guy.
Yeah, he's not their poster boy.
I am not their poster
boy. Unless they're playing darts.
This is a very left panel right now. The three of us.
Yeah.
The three of us are very...
Yeah.
you know, I'm not extremely left, not crazy left.
No.
But as far as not being right, we're left.
Yeah, we're not right. We're not right.
So I inspire anger. I inspire people thinking I'm completely ignorant.
Yeah.
you're ignorant because they disagree with you.
Yes.
That's why you're ignorant.
That's why I am completely uninformed.
Mm. Right.
And ignorant.
Because you're not informed in their opinion.
Correct.
Because they know everything because they get their information from Fox News.
Right.
So
another
they're experts
sources.
And you're an idiot and you're ignorant.
Mm-hmm. Right. Where the reality is I'm an idiot and ignorant for many other reasons, but not that.
They have the inside scoop on everything political.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Okay.
That makes sense.
So, I could bloviate and attack back
right.
when these things happen, but I don't do that.
Not generally.
And I did not in this case.
What did you do?
Well, he's like, first of all, very disrespectful to Pip and Joe, thinking that that they don't get to say their opinion. And I said, well, before we were syndicated, if you listen to the older shows, we go much more in depth than this. And they can say whatever they want.
Yeah.
But,
and
but the show's called Davin's Den anyway.
Yes.
Right. He's the guy.
So you've got
but
top
I mean,
billing.
It's not like we can't
just because I created
with
the
him.
Font, you know.
Well, that's who usually the show, you know, whoever creates the font.
Yeah.
That's whose show.
Whoever's the most computer savvy gets the title of the show.
Well, look around. Whose basement are we in?
Right.
I rest my case, sir.
Yeah, there you go.
Your Honor.
Well, it can't be Pip's hoarding hangouts. There'd be no room to do
there
a show.
There's no room.
There's no room to no, because you just got new furniture, so that's where we were going to set up.
Right.
So he's like, well, you know, he thinks I'm ignorant, and he goes, well, you didn't mention that Manchin, that's the senator from West Virginia, his daughter runs Mylan,
okay.
which is the CEO of EpiPen.
Okay.
You didn't mention that. I go, I don't know if I mentioned it or didn't. I go, I am aware of it, but I can't get to everything in these segments. I did mention that, you know, Congress, that these companies do lobby Congress.
Right.
And that this is why things are done, and I don't think anybody's going to change it.
No. No, as long as they can lobby Congress and say, you know what, there should be an EpiPen in every school. And then all of a sudden, and now we're going to raise the price. You know, as long as that kind of stuff can go on, it's not going to change.
Right. So I don't want to rehash the whole EpiPen.
No.
That was last week's show. But in the face of being attacked, because again, this is a potential fan, a listener, I state my case. I don't keep on going back with the case.
Right.
I state it once, and then they can continue to go back or not, and then I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end, he appreciated my time, and he enjoyed the show. So
wow.
Again, it's I think when you're younger or you're more macho, maybe you just think you got to fight.
You got to pound the people down, and that's how you win.
Yeah,
that's not really that you win.
I pick and choose my spots. Another case today, and if you guys want to relate incidents in your life where you've done this, by all means.
Can I throw one in?
No, you'll have to wait until the fourth segment. Yes, by all means.
I, long time ago, I put out a CD. It was a single, Please Don't Marry the Jew.
I think I have it.
So
I
sent
think it's right over there.
I sent it all over the place.
Please don't
marry the Jew. I did like a huge mailing. So I get a call on my machine.
Synagogues everywhere.
I get a call on my machine, my aunt, my home. I have like an office in my house.
Yeah.
So on my home office, I get a vicious call from a programmer up in like Syracuse or somewhere up there, Rochester. And she was saying, you know, did you ever think that there were Jewish program directors out here? And da-da-da-da-da. And she starts going
off. That never occurred to me. It's almost like Jews control showbiz.
It's almost like Jews are everywhere.
She also sent me emails and from the same, you know, station.
She's fired up.
And she's also, she said that she was going to tell other stations not to play it, yada, yada, yada. So I either can fire back or I could try to win her over.
Right.
So I basically, I didn't talk to her on the phone, but I emailed her and I said to her, I said, well, just wanted you to know that I'm Jewish and this is about my father-in-law and yada, yada, yada. And I went to a whole thing and then she comes back. She says, I'm so glad you told me that. And let me know when you're performing in the area. Me and my girlfriends will come out and see you. So
no
there you go.
Way.
See that? There
so
you
there
go.
You go.
Yeah.
People are so quick to attack. That being said, I don't know if I would send out Please Don't Marry a Jew. I understand why. I don't know. I mean, unless you're going to. Because even if you play, you got to kind of. Well, before we play this next track, the guy who wrote it, a Jew.
Yeah.
I don't know if you want to have that disclaimer before every time the track
yes,
is played.
Yes, you do. Yeah, before
and
I start.
We've played a lot of Brett songs.
You
I know.
Played it when when you were at the compound.
We've played them here, too. Yeah. Just because I don't tell you every time we play it doesn't mean we... I'm sorry. I'll make sure I text you every time we play your stuff.
You don't get a Google alert every time that we mention you or play something?
I should tag Brett
my
every
time.
My
phone goes off. It vibrates like crazy.
I actually have... I think it's three of your songs together. It's called the Brett Eidman Medley. Mm-hmm. And it's three of your... So, like, when I have, like, a 10-minute block... We don't have as many 10-minute blocks of music like we used to. No, it's just the reality.
Yeah, we don't.
If you send me singles, if you send me singles and MP3s, I'll put it more in have a rotation, absolutely. But I used to play like a 10-minute block of your stuff.
I remember watching your show, and I remember you guys were like kind of walked off, and then you had those tracks going.
Yes.
And I remember that.
Yes.
Yeah. But, you know, for a comedian to send out something like that, you know, it's almost basically like a punchline without a setup because they had no idea that I'm
that's
Jewish.
That's a tough
one. So it was like, yeah. So I was kind of basically, here's the punchline and not telling them. Because if Adam Sandler put out something like that, everybody would be fine because everybody knows he's Jewish.
Right.
And he's Adam Sandler.
They don't know and he's Adam Sandler. But me, it's like, oh, this guy's an anti-Semite.
Although,
but
your
marketing was a little off because putting the swastika on the cover of the CD was not a good idea.
And we also used that when we were in chat rooms with radio shows.
That's what it was.
You know what? You bring up Adam Sandler, I don't know if he could get away with that now. You know, we're talking about 10 years ago, he probably could.
Yeah.
Now, I bet there would be backlash.
Yeah.
People would
complain.
Maybe,
yeah. Things have changed. Yeah.
Things have changed.
Yeah.
A lot.
But see, you avoided the fight.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Today I put on Twitter, which I don't put a ton of stuff. I put on Twitter today that if somebody coughing is a headline, you're either on WebMD or Breitbart, or like watching a not real, getting not real news at Breitbart, something like that.
I saw that.
Yeah, because really, somebody coughing is ridiculous. I know the alt-right.
Yeah.
They want to pretend that she's ill. Hillary's ill. And so her coughing every time she coughs is a headline, which is just ridiculous.
Oh, look at that plague! You know,
hey, listen, I'm all for, you know, getting Hillary on the things that she's done wrong. You know, and there's a lot of things you can question. I'm all for that.
Yeah, sure.
Are they blasting her new plane yet?
I don't know.
I didn't even know about her.
Yeah,
new
she
plane.
Got a new plane.
Oh,
so then I get somebody types back the much like because I said it's not a real website news source. That's like, you're not a real comedian.
I saw that.
Oh, God.
And the funny thing was, it's by a guy. Remember I worked for the webcams?
Yes.
Briefly in the porn. I dabbled in porn.
Nice.
Yes.
Wish I could.
Well, you know, if you hadn't married that Jew. Jews don't control that industry. It's the one industry we don't control.
Really, yeah. Ron Jeremy's not Jewish?
He doesn't control it anymore.
No, okay.
No, he's an old man. He's old news. So I did not respond to that. But it was one of these guys that's like that names his Twitter handle after his favorite cam girl. So you know what a cretin this is.
Yeah, really.
Listen, I don't care if you indulge in it, if you enjoy it, but that's fine.
Yeah.
But when your online handle is, you know, you're pledging allegiance to this girl.
Yeah.
That's kind of creepy.
Yeah.
So I had
a lonely, lonely man.
Yeah, so I had there was certainly a lot of ammo.
Yeah,
I could have gone back at him.
Oh, you could have blasted him.
Which he's used to blasting.
Yes.
Yes.
but not being blasted.
Well, I don't know what he's used to.
On.
Who
I don't
knows?
Know.
Who am I to judge?
Yeah.
Bunny, back to bunnies again.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
You see the Easter bunny splooging on him. He's splooging on the Easter bunny. He's a plushie.
They got to mop up those booths somehow.
Did you say Muppet up those booths?
No, mop.
Oh, okay, sorry. My own wishful thinking.
Yeah, I know.
But I did not respond.
Right.
But on Twitter, you're kind of like supposed to respond, but I don't really respond. If somebody doesn't have a valid comeback, I don't respond. But people get into Twitter wars. Celebrities get into Twitter wars.
Yeah, about nothing.
Yeah.
It's like
Leslie Jones got into Twitter where she and it just brought on more attacks.
It's like, you know what? You shouldn't have this much free time. Don't you have something to do? A script
right.
to read? Something.
Right.
Something.
But another comic friend went and attacked him.
Yes.
Okay, so much like this isn't a real Avatar, which I really didn't think was the best comeback ever, to be honest with you.
No.
But I appreciated the effort.
Yeah.
I appreciate somebody coming to the damsel in distress.
Yes.
So am
That's
I?
That's a lovely gown.
Am
by
I
the
being
way.
Too much of a puss? Should I be attacked? Because I can win arguments.
Yeah. Well, why?
Yeah,
why do you want to spend your energy that way?
That's kind of how I feel.
Yeah. No. There's some arguments you just have to let it go. You know. I was at a barbecue this weekend, and there is a person that I see socially occasionally, and I can just tell that he's one of these guys that he tells stories, and a lot of the times in the stories he's the hero, but you know that in real life it didn't go down that way. You know, he's the tough guy, and it's like, oh, dude,
he's
really?
Not,
you
he's
know,
not a tough guy.
Uh, he's just kind of nerdy.
First of all, like real like secure tough guys, they don't need to tell you.
Right.
Because shit's going to go down again, and then they're going to be there to save the day.
See, here's the thing. Sensei Frediko would never be telling these stories. Like, and I won the day because I beat his ass. He would never, because I know he can beat somebody's ass. He you know, he really can do it. But he knows he can do it, and he's secure. He doesn't have to tell you those stories.
There's a certain security.
Yes.
And I kind of feel like that being, like, comics, that, like, yeah, I could rip into this loser.
Yeah, right, right.
I could do that, but for what?
Well,
don't punch down.
Oh, I like that.
Interesting.
Don't,
yeah.
I like
don't,
that, too.
Yeah.
Don't punch down.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not trying to be a snob about this, but I just genuinely believe that this particular person I'm talking about, I am his intellectual superior. I just believe that.
He'll be here soon. I mean, it'd be nice if you said it to his face.
I will. Yeah. No, and so when he's talking and a lot of these stories, he has to be the winner. I showed them.
So you think he's dumb? He knows he's dumb.
That's an insecurity.
I don't think that he's dumb.
Well,
it's
for you to be his intellectual superior, it's almost where we have to go.
Okay, yes, he's a moron.
Yeah.
No. I'm just above that.
He's a bus licker. You're making fun of the mentally handicapped is what you're doing.
No.
You're a despicable human being.
Well, I am, but that's besides the part.
The mentally handicapped person was telling you what the brave thing he did at the day program, and you're coming on our air to rip him. She's horrible. She's bad people, Brett.
Yes, I am. Yeah. I am
bad
the
upbringing.
One. Yes, yes. Raised by wolves. I'm the one.
Should have been raised by bunnies.
Yeah, I know. That's a whole other picture. Ew. Sanitizer.
So he's not. He's not the smartest.
He's not. I mean, I don't think I wouldn't call him stupid, but he's not the smartest guy. And because he's not. I wouldn't say he's like a 98-pound weakling, but he's not like this big brawny dude and all these stories about, you know, him beating people down.
Are there any witnesses ever to these stories?
Oh, yes.
There's witnesses.
Yeah, there are. And the thing is that some of these people, they just kind of go along with it. And
are they rolling their eyes going along with it?
There's a little eye rolling. So over
why are they going along with it?
Well,
what does he have to offer them?
It's a long time acquaintance thing, you know, and they just kind of go,
yeah, but
that's his thing. We take him as he is.
Yeah, but we've known each other forever. Everybody hears. I would never allow you to go get away with that, and you would never allow me to get away with that.
No, but we're special animals. We are vicious.
Fair enough.
these people are just kind of going.
They're nice.
Yeah, they're nice.
They're decent human beings.
And they're tolerant.
So they're kind of like, you know what? What's this harm? Let him have his moment.
Right.
Let him have his. Right.
Which is nice.
Yeah, they don't.
Enabling.
Yes.
Not productive.
Right.
Hostile towards the greater part of society. But nice to this one individual.
Nice.
Yeah, because they're not going to change him. He's insecure.
Yeah,
that's it.
He's never going to
change.
You
have to deal with it.
But the thing was
maybe he would change if somebody go, no, this is absolute shit. You didn't do these things. I was there.
Then
you ran into the bathroom. Stop with it. Because then maybe he won't come out anymore. We don't have to see him.
But he may be punching down on that one.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
It is. It would be.
Oh.
So that's why there was one instance, one of the stories that I heard, this was a new one, that was about somebody said something to somebody's woman, and then he came up behind the guy and he got him in a headlock. And then the guy who was in the headlock said, well, I'm going to sue. And then the guy telling the story was like, oh, yeah. And he comes up to like a little too close in the personal space to me and Mr. Helix to point out, you know, how he like got up in the guy's face, and I'm uncomfortable.
I do like act.
I'm like, this is my dance space. This is your dance.
This is like
space.
Shakespeare in the Park, baby. You got to get with it.
This is
dinner theater. It's right there.
It's a one man show.
Yeah, that's what this is. embrace the insanity. Embrace the performance.
Well, you know what? I do like to demonstrate my own stories and act them out, too.
I remember the lap dance story you have. Great story.
Yeah, I know. Joe likes that one.
Sure.
But I don't have as much of a tendency to spit. See, this is a problem.
Oh, he's a sprayer, not a sayer.
Yeah. So
you gotta wear a mask.
You wanted the news, not the weather.
Yeah.
Back to school.
Yeah.
So we're back to school day.
I appreciate you laughing like I said something profound and original. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Because that really did deserve disgust.
Yeah, well, I'll get back to that later.
I'm sure.
So, good thing I wear glasses. So, yeah. So we're getting the full frontal assault
of the story.
Is
he aware of this? Is he aware of us spinning?
I don't know.
Does he ever apologize? Go, oh, I'm sorry, I got you.
Does
no.
he have, yeah, does he have, like, you know, on his shoulder, like, brush it off your shoulder?
Yeah, no,
oh, sorry.
No.
Yeah.
No, but it's just like, I know, here, incoming. You know, so I'm bracing for the attack.
So that makes the story worse?
It's worse
because he's in your space and you're wet, and not for the right reasons.
So is this a person you hang out with? Would you hang out with him, like, say, hey, you want to come over to the house, or you just kind of run into him on occasion?
Well, I run into him on occasion.
He's a friend of friends?
Right. Yeah, he's a friend of friends. And, you know, so, you know, I do see him several times a year, but it,
that's enough.
But usually it's in a group.
That's enough. That's enough.
And this particular story.
That should be a type of friend. That's an enough friend.
That's enough friend. Well,
you have to be in a mood, like, for certain types of people.
Yes.
I know, you know, you like the Devils. I go to Devils games once in a while, and there's some guys that are just totally mellow and that you can relax with.
Yeah.
And I really enjoy that. And then there's other guys who I really like, but they're a little bit too high strung.
Too intense.
And I want to, like, just relax.
A little
game.
Too face painty?
Yeah, like
yeah.
Each one has their own little thing. Like they have their own little thing going on. I have to be in a certain mood.
We should go to a game.
People.
I'm very chill. I'm very chill.
Okay, all right, so we'll go to a game.
Yeah, you're not a, you know.
I mean, I root for my team.
Right.
But yeah, but
sure.
You don't get up and yell until, like, veins bulge out of your neck.
No, I'll jump on the ice and I'll settle it there.
That's it.
You'll
drop your gloves.
I drop my gloves.
Pull the jersey over his head. Yeah. Pound him.
Kick him in the nuts and then try to run, but it's on ice, so I really don't get anywhere.
Punch him down.
Yeah. That's what I do. I punch down to the goons. I got this. I tell the enforcer, the Devils, don't you worry. We need you. I'll take this. I'll spend the night in the clink because I'm a fan.
Meanwhile, he's spinning on the ice like a cartoon.
It's funny. Like the difference between going to a Devils game and a Ranger game. Like at the Devils game, somebody will be like, can you please sit down? And then at the Rangers game, it's like, sit down, asshole.
Yeah.
And then if that doesn't work, the whole arena starts chanting,
asshole. Yes.
The wife, I've talked about
I
this.
I love
before.
That song, by
the way.
The
wife likes going to hockey games. She enjoys going to a hockey, hates going to Flyers games because she thinks the Flyers fans are the biggest asshole. And my wife, she don't want to talk to nobody at a game. She, you know, she'll stand for the national anthem, but that's pretty much it. She's not standing when we score. Once in a while, she stands, but she's, like, way too laid back. But Flyer fans annoy her because they're
obnoxious. Well, they are. They're probably the worst in the league.
Worse than the Ranger fans?
I think so.
Yeah, they might be.
Yeah.
So, yeah, nobody wants to go with a Flyers fan.
No. Well, there's some people, so it's just... You know, they get way too intense about these things. Like, the vein bulging kind of... It's like... I mean, I get like that when it's my night to change the cat boxes.
Also...
But, you know, I save my angst for things that are important.
Yeah. Well, that's a... I think as you get older...
Yeah.
And you get more responsibilities...
Yes.
And my dad always said this to me, and I never understood it, but now as I get older, more responsible... You just don't care as much.
I'm worn down by life.
I still root for my teams. Right. I still want to see them win. I still get pissed off when they lose. But it doesn't really ruin a week now.
Right.
I mean, you're
not going to lose sleep over
it. Let's be honest. To be a Jets fan, they have spectacular ways of losing things. That might be the exception because the Jets will gear you up for success and then find a completely unique way to take it away from you. But still, I mean, and those hurt. But they don't hurt as much as they used. And with the Devils, we've had success.
Right.
Not in a long time, but we've had success. With the Yankees, we've had success. But let's
absolutely.
If I was a Met fan, it would probably hurt a lot because it's been a long time since they've had success.
Yeah, but you know
they had success last year, but they didn't win those series.
Most teams, you go through dry spells, and it's just like if you really take it to heart, you take a pounding. You go all depressed, and people do.
There are people that call up, and this is what talk radio needs. We need these people that call up. They're 75 years old, and they are so emotionally upset over their team losing.
Yeah,
that's what talk radio needs.
But you know what? They're not rooting for the players. They're rooting for jerseys.
They're rooting for the laundry.
Because as soon as somebody is traded, they're booing them the next time they come back.
Which I don't do either.
I don't do either.
Unless it's like a really shady way that they left.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I remember Chad Pennington. And then we're going to get back to your story because we're in the middle of a spit story. And I don't want to. Chad Pennington was like my favorite Jet. And I always felt he was really kind of disrespected because he didn't have a great arm. But he would always win, and he was tough, and I liked him.
Yeah.
And then the Jets brought in Brett Favre, who I did not want them to get
for
one season, and they released Chad Pennington. So Chad Pennington went to the Miami Dolphins.
Okay.
So I was in the stadium the last night of the season, when Miami had a win to win the division. I don't think the Jets were really playing for anything at that point. So I was openly rooting for Chad Pennington and the Dolphins, who I never root for, but I was rooting for that player
because
I liked that player and I felt that the organization did him wrong.
Right. I mean, I have particular players that I love, you know. I mean, although he's retired, I love Hideki Matsui. I thought he was a great all-rounder. I thought he was amazing. I mean, his last season wasn't the greatest, but I mean, he
was
last
season
really
with the Yankees
good.
Or last season
yeah,
in general?
Yeah, with the Yankees.
Last season with the Yankees, he won the World Series MVP.
Yeah, oh, I'm sorry. I meant the year before that. No, the last... There was a year that he was just like, meh, but I think it was on the
he went to the A's. He bounced around a little bit.
Yeah.
After the Yankees.
Yeah, after the Yankees. I'm sorry. But he was tremendous as a Yankee. He was tremendous. And it's like one of my favorite players. So I'm all choked up on Old Timers Day. Mm-hmm. I go there and I'm like, there, you know, especially the
old guys.
There's
this guy who doesn't know me that I love.
Yeah, well, I
get
love
it.
Him. But, you know, it's like.
You go a little bit. A little bit.
Well, I mean, you know, Yogi broke my heart. You know.
Yogi broke your heart?
Yeah, Yogi Berra.
I know what
not,
Yogi were talking
about. Not my heart as in he was my lover and he left me. I mean, dying.
Oh, well,
you know,
he had some nerve.
Yeah, he did.
I mean, he lived a long time, Pip. I think the man gave
enough
all
already.
I know.
That's enough.
He was allowed to let go, but it's still
death
it
was
hurt.
Punching down at him.
And
that was it. He's got his own stadium in Jersey, so that's not too bad.
I've never been there.
Yeah.
You've been there.
Yeah, I've been there.
They played your song.
Yes, exactly.
I know all about Brett Eidman's
I go anywhere
career.
They play my song.
That's pretty much it. I said, Brett, you know we played your songs. He's like, I'm in. And Brett pretty much comes out, will you play my music? Forget about the Jew one, I understand. But the other stuff, will you play the other stuff? And then he's there.
Yeah, the opening of the envelope, I'm there. Play my song?
Exactly.
All right, I understand that. I would do the same thing.
I would.
And they always get the benefit. They always get the... They're always... get the upper hand on things. Like if they say, we're going to play your song, I'll go there, I'll buy a bunch of tickets, I'll eat tons of food. So they play my song for 3 minutes and I spent $100.
I know.
Do they pay you anything for that?
No.
Oh, it's for the exposure.
No, but it was so cool sitting there listening and,
sure.
You know, in the stadium and all of a sudden the song comes and they said, we want to welcome DJ B to the stadium.
Oh, that's,
like,
oh, that's great.
Wow.
That's cool.
Yeah, that was
then
really
the grounds
neat.
Crew was dancing to it.
You know, it was very cool. But yeah, they're not going to play some
of my
stuff.
They should have had you throw out the first pitch.
I would do it, and I also.
Well, I know you would do it.
I would do anything. I mean, I'll go on the field and dance and whatever they want me to do.
Yeah.
So basically, if you would like your house cleaned,
or power
wash, if you will just play Brett's songs,
I will be there.
Exactly. DJ B is there for you.
Yep.
If you will just play his music,
gutters included.
That's really a great deal.
Let's talk after the show.
I shouldn't have hired the bee exterminator. I should have just played Brett's music and Brett would have shown up
with
no equipment, but he still would have gotten rid of the bees.
Yeah, we could have had housework done. That's
awesome.
We are not using Brett to his potential.
No, and we should.
Power washing.
Yeah.
You want your driveway done? I'm there.
You need to break up with somebody. Brett will
do it
for you.
Hold on, Devin. I'm not paying attention to the show anymore. I'm writing down my honeydew list.
Yeah. Gas in your car.
Oh, so I'm going to see, because I have a bunch of your CDs over there. Well, so they're just going to vanish. Pip's going to take them. And next week, I was hanging out with Brett. He spit on me a little bit, but my house has never been cleaner.
You have to put in a sneeze tray next time he comes in.
Hey, this song's good for vacuuming, right?
There you go.
If I play the Jew song, what can we get done? Will you change the oil in the car?
That's it. Well, tires rotated?
Yeah, that's good. You've got to play Brett's stuff.
You just have to go over to my next door neighbor and announce that you are a Jew before I start blasting that, okay?
There you go.
Brett is like so many of us. He really is an entertainment whore.
Yeah.
He really is.
I'm sorry. Did you,
I said
you
like
use
so many
my
of
name?
I said like so many of us. I did not exclude.
Okay. Good.
I included.
Okay. All right, thank
I included.
You. But you said entertainment first. That's you know, superfluous.
I'm flexible.
So am I.
It's all subjective. Yeah, anyway. Anyway, hamstring.
We got to do what we got to do. We got to keep pushing and plugging.
Sometimes, even if they don't want us to do it,
we
don't stop.
Keep doing it. Yeah.
So you're getting spit on. Because I want to get back to this.
Yeah, yes. He's leaning in. We're getting
leaning
in, and we're getting the spit. And he's telling the story. And now he's up to the point where he's naming names, people he knows that'll get this guy if he decides that he wants to press charges for assault.
Oh, he's got connections
in
every field.
And so
everybody
like,
always has connections.
Yeah, I know. So he's going,
you know who I know?
You know who I know? And it's like, well, I know this one, that one, the other one. And they'll come down on you if you do something. And now my blood is boiling at this point because I'm like, I don't know if he knows these people, or not.
He's name dropping.
He's name dropping. I don't know if these
see,
are Ivan connections.
Maybe he knows them. They may not know him.
That's true.
That's
they
a really good point.
He knows Jacoby and Myers. See, yeah. But I take the opposite approach in those situations. I always say, do you know who I used to be? Or do you know who I think I am?
Yeah.
That's my approach.
Yeah, it's like, do you know who I am? No, darn.
I never drop DJB. I never drop Pippi Alex. I never drop Joe Curry.
What?
I don't drop those names because those are close to me.
So I
don't want to take advantage.
I don't want to take advantage.
Yeah, he doesn't want to besmirch our good names.
I mean, I know a guy actually who knows a ton of celebrities.
Right.
But he's not like in tight with them. He just, they know him but. You know, and what is that going to do for you?
Yeah, really. What
you
know, is that? Really,
well, depends what pictures you have of him.
Yeah, but he like you know he knows everybody, and they know him, but he's not close with them, so
yeah.
He couldn't really. You can't really pull the strings that way. You got to be like really tight with people in order to get shit done.
Right. But this guy talks like he.
Yeah,
knows
he's tight with all of everybody.
Yeah. I mean, what can I do? Back in the day, I got a picture taken with Brooke Shields. She's going to come over and beat your ass. I mean, she's going to sell you some furniture. I don't know. What am
but
I going to
do with
that?
You know what you do
with
these
that?
People? Is go, you know what? Why don't you call them now? I'd love to hear their story.
Well,
that's what you do. And then you hear all the excuses and the backpedaling.
Yeah. Well, the thing is, I don't know if he's got these connections or not, but it's bothering me that he's saying, oh, so you, in this story, hero, you basically assaulted somebody, and then you started naming all these people that are going to use their authority to keep this person who's been assaulted from rightfully pressing charges. Right. Yeah, that doesn't fly with me, but I'm shutting my mouth because we're at a party at our friend's house, and it's like, am I really going
to
start getting into this with this guy? Because it doesn't seem like I'm going to... I mean, yes, I'm going to prove my point, but like Devin said before, I'm be punching down at this guy.
Right.
You know, it's like he's the guy that has to be the hero in all of these stories, and if I'm going to start parsing these things and picking them apart and saying, no, I don't agree with what you're doing, then I'm going to be the bad guy.
Just stand there and nod your head and just... You know, basically say, okay, great. That's. I hope it works out for you. And then go check, please. You know, and just leave.
Pretty much.
Yeah, no, there's people you just got to listen to their shit and then just, you know, okay, fine, great. You know.
Yeah, and then go, I got to get another cup of ginger ale. I'll be right back and just, like, get out of there for a minute, you know, because I couldn't start the argument in my head because I'm going to see these people again. This is their friend.
It's
and
not worth it.
To make everybody feel awkward, I just shut my damn mouth. But I'm just like, oh, you know, I really
see,
do want...
See, that's why you got to be, like Joe and I are at these parties, completely antisocial. You don't have these issues.
No.
I don't have these issues. I'm screaming for somebody to talk to me.
No, you're not.
And then, yeah, and then when they do, I'm like, oh, you should go.
Yeah, you're in a corner and like noshing on something and
you
giving
look,
people stink eye.
You have a very friendly face.
I know, damn it.
You look very approachable.
I know, people come in the
store. Are you social at parties?
Yeah, yeah.
You are?
I really
Devin,
am.
You're not?
I'm not social anywhere.
No, he's not, surprisingly. No.
This is as social as I get.
Yeah, but you're very outgoing, seeming, but when we're in social...
Seeming!
When we're in social places, you talk to me and whoever's with you that came with you, not...
Yeah, I don't need to make new friends. They don't want to meet me. I don't want to meet them.
That's not true, though.
Well,
that's how I make new friends.
Yeah, I'm not looking for new friends.
I'm not really either.
Yeah, you get to a point.
You done?
If it happens, it happens. But I can. I'm fine with who I have right now.
Yeah. You get to a point, go, enough. I get it.
You guys are all fat and sassy about it now. As soon as you start getting a little bit older and they start dying off, you're going
to
want new ones.
You want
to
replace
them? I don't have a lot of friends. I'm a very lonely person, but I'm okay with it.
I got a few really good friends, and that's it. You know, and then a whole bunch of acquaintances, but really tight, good friends.
Yeah.
Here's the thing about people. They disappoint you, so I get to know them.
Oh, God, don't they, though?
Exactly. Yeah. I'd rather know a cat.
Or
a bunny.
Oh, yeah, the bunny doesn't
And if they
know
don't
you
disappoint
anymore.
You, with time they will.
Well, that's one, yeah.
Just,
I mean, they don't
just give enough time,
me.
They will, they will disappoint
listen,
you.
Listen, they disappoint. People have disappointed me that I thought would never disappoint me.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't get over that type of thing.
Yeah, some betrayals or, you know, trust breaking, you never get over.
Exactly. So I'm not, and you know, at this point, everybody's kind of sad. I mean, I'm happy to make friends, but I don't talk to people.
How about people
don't.
That say to you, oh, we're going to be using you in our club, and then they never use you?
Well, that's just this business.
Yeah.
But I don't consider those people my friends.
Well, that's true. Then it doesn't hurt as much.
Yeah, no, it's not,
I mean,
that's not personal.
That's
business.
No, that's just business, and I know it's shitty.
Yeah, right. And sometimes people just like, you know, we'll have lunch, and you know that you're never going to see them again.
I mean it. Yeah. Usually.
Right.
I actually do. When I say, you know, hey, let's get together and do something,
really mean
I mean it.
Or you wouldn't have said it.
I wouldn't have said it.
I've invited Pip up here socially. Seldom comes.
Well, you know what?
As nice as this seems, completely a facade, apparently. the wife and I have invited Pip and Mr. Helix up. They don't come. I invited Joe. He ain't crossing a bridge unless we're doing radio or I'm paying him.
That's not true. We've done things socially.
We go to concerts.
We go to concerts together. Nice. I've had dinner up here. You know, I mean,
very rarely. This is all a facade.
We don't invite people to the Horde, so it's all going to.
No,
be
you don't. I've never
Nobody
been to your house.
Wants to come into it.
I've never been to your
you
house.
You don't want to go there.
You might not have any cats.
Yeah, that's just my device. Oh yeah, it's messy. There are cats.
How many cats do you have?
Five.
Well, that's a lot. That's a lot of cats.
That's a lot.
That's over the quota. Paul would love to hear that.
Paul Bond, yes.
Oh, yeah. And they're all rescues, Paul Bond, if you're listening.
That's nice.
They are.
I think that's very nice. I think two. I think we're at the quota. I think two is what you're supposed to have.
Friends or cats?
I'd say both. I probably have more cats at this point
Any
than friends.
Any dogs?
No.
What, are you, anti-dog?
No.
Dogs' lives matter.
Yeah. She's a little anti-dogite.
Yeah. No, I love dogs. It's just that we don't have the kind of hours that would be kind to a dog. The dog would be home alone too often.
See, she figures the cats don't want anything to do with
cats
them.
Cats just can do their own thing. But dogs you have to take care of.
Yeah, well, cats, you know, they socialize. They do their thing. Right. They snap. They're very excited when we get home. But a dog would be, I mean, they're pack animals. And I don't know if the cats would be that excited to have a dog in the midst. But also, you got to walk them. You got to have to have a schedule. And we don't have a schedule like that. There's a lot of time you have to put in.
My daughter just adopted a three-legged cat.
We have a three-legged cat.
See that? They'll have six legs.
Some type of club you guys are going to join?
Yes, yes.
The three-legged kitty club?
We talk on Facebook all the time on the three-legged cat page.
And here's the thing. You're like, it's a badge of honor. And I would probably be like the same thing, too. Here's how good I am.
The tripod club.
Yes. Yes, but not for the fun reasons.
So it's one leg is gone in the front.
Aw.
And you have two in the back. Because I think it was hit by a car or something. It was a rescue kind of thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But see, that's what you people do. And I'm not saying I would be any different. Yeah, here's how good I am. This cat that was going to be exterminated because he had this hard life, I took him in, and therefore I'm a great person. Or in your case, my daughter's a great person.
That's right.
That you do it for you. Not
you
the cat is an accessory. What?
Do you have any pets?
Yeah.
Cats?
Two.
Two cats.
Yeah.
Any dogs?
Two cats, eight legs. I'm not
eight leg minimum.
I'm not special and fancy like you guys.
Forget mentally or physically challenged cats off limits.
Not putting up with that shit. I want fully functioning cats.
My brother used to say because for a while, like every cat had something wrong with it. He goes, if I put all your cats together, I'd have one fully functional cat.
That's a lot of cats.
Yeah, it was like, you know, it's like replacement parts.
Right.
Here.
Yeah, but the way you guys do that, it's kind of like vegans. Aren't I good because I do this? You kind of, a little halt.
No.
A little.
I didn't get her because she had three legs. She came up and chose me. It was a cold night. She was a kitten
outside.
How
long does it take for a three-legged cat to come up? I mean, really. Yeah, is she?
She's fast.
She needs something to lean on.
She didn't like you. You just looked like you had sturdy legs.
We named her Stumpy.
Did you really?
Stumpy.
Now, that's abusive.
Now the cat has a complex. The cat thought it was perfectly fine until you name it that. What type of bitch are you?
You know exactly what type of bitch I am.
I didn't think you were that cruel. Like,
you're Hopalong Cassidy.
Hopalong.
I would name it Skip.
Eileen.
That's a people's name. You can't name a cat a people's name.
Yeah, sure you can.
Yeah,
we don't, but
it's creepy. Cats have cat names.
It's awful when the person, you meet somebody and it's like, oh, that's the name of my dog. That's really awkward.
I would next kid I'm having, I'm going to name a cat name. Because I want to create that type of trauma.
All right.
That's the way
I'm having another kid?
I don't know. I mean, not today.
Next week is another story.
Probably not then either.
Not for a while.
Unless one limps up to us. I mean, I don't know.
Not for a while unless you open that calendar again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That calendar. Yeah. Sort of subject. That's why I had to stop talking when the wife came down.
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
Because then the show would have stopped. Then I would have had to hear about it later. I would have had a year, you know, when you started doing comedy, and this is not comedy. When you started doing comedy, we agreed, and I never, We agree. We agree. You would not talk about me in your act. I never. That was me kind of yesing.
You talk about her in your act?
I don't.
Oh,
no,
I don't talk about my wife in my act.
No, smart. Smart men. Homes to come home to. Important bit.
I just generally, I mean, I don't get a lot of humor from my family. And you and your act, you don't either.
I'm trying to, yeah, that's been like a hard thing. I want to talk about that.
You
really want to talk about what really is like.
Then do it.
Yeah, I know. I'm trying, but it's not an easy thing.
Fucking been at this long enough. Write it down, stupid.
Yeah, I know. I'm going to wait. 25 years from now, I'm going to do it.
How many years have you been doing this?
About 25 years.
All right. You might want to broach that family stuff if you want to.
It's about time.
Here's the thing, though. Don't say anything in your act that you haven't approached the person about already.
Just don't invite them to your show and you talk about whatever you want.
It's a show, fine. But if you're going to videotape it, man.
I have one joke that I say about my wife, but it's really not about my wife.
Right.
You know, it's just it was made up.
Yeah, but you know what? You have a comic persona. And, you know, it's like Phyllis Diller kept talking about, what was her name?
Fang?
Husband Fang?
Fang.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, the Fang.
How about Dr. Vinny Gubats?
None of these people exist. It's just what you do. And it's like if I was gonna do stand up again and I was gonna talk about my husband, I wouldn't really talk about my real husband.
But that's what honest comedy is.
Yeah, I know it is.
That's
but
the
it's
best
like
stuff.
But then again, I wanna stay married because I do love this guy.
So you think it's a legitimate complaint?
I do. If you're going to air your dirty laundry in a funny way during comedy, but you haven't broached the subject with the person, shit is going to fly in the kitchen.
But everybody likes a roof over their head. I mean, if you're a successful comedy, it's bringing in money. This is my job.
Yeah, but you can't be doing
why
that.
Why do you think I married you? Because you're fucked up. Yeah. You were a means to an end.
Oh, my God. That's exactly what my husband said to me this morning.
Exactly. But, I mean, you're all crazy. Comics just have a way to monetize it.
Well,
we monetize your crazy.
Yeah, well, you said all comedians have some kind of dark history. There's something, that's wrong with us, really, that makes us want to go out and, like, fill the hole with attention and laughs. And
that's
what
you're supposed to fill it with.
Yeah. That's not particularly filling.
No.
But not as filling as
it's
I wanted.
Hole.
Yeah, it's a short hole.
Right. No. Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Know,
what's your dark thing?
My dark thing?
Yeah, you said everybody's got dark thing, which I don't agree with, by the way.
But if you said it could be a whole bunch of things.
You're not a drug guy.
Yeah.
I've never done drugs. I've never been drunk.
From your video, and we'll get into that a little bit more, it seems like you had a nice upbringing with your parents.
My parents are great.
Yeah. So what's your dark thing? I don't have a dark thing.
What's your fucking problem?
No, but he said that's a misconception.
I know.
Well, I don't know if it's a misconception, but that great comics are motivated by this deep, dark pain. And I don't have
I think
one.
It may not be pain. It could be just you're starving for attention.
Oh, that I agree with.
That I agree with. Like, I'm the middle child, and I said, well, that's the one that who's seeking more attention.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, but I have no idea. I mean, my brother and sister are not in comedy. They have nothing to do with this stuff, you know. They have nothing to do with me either, but that's a whole other story. But
maybe that's the pain.
That is the pain, but that's a new pain. But,
so that should propel your career to the next level.
Right. And I hope it does. You try to take any negative in your life and turn it into a positive.
That's
somehow.
What I do with Joe and Pip every Tuesday. Negative.
He tries to bend us and mold us into for naught.
I take you as you are. Yes. And how can I use the pain that you both bring to me for monetary gain?
Well, hold on. I'm going to have to lie down on the couch if we're going to start getting into my shit.
Yeah, but you're not a comedic genius. Hello,
no,
Joe.
Hi.
Hi.
You're not a comedic genius.
Well, no.
Hello, Joe.
No.
Hello. See, no, this is the stuff that you throw at me all the time. Stupid. Hi, Joe.
Hello.
I
feel like I come from a broken home. I dropped my school
books. Well, you have. You did.
Mom and Dad are fighting again.
You do come from
We're
a broken
fighting
home.
Every time you walk in, son. Mm. No, every time he comes in and I'm saying something bad and I say hello to him, you accuse me of lobbing that at him, and you just said something awful.
Well, he's an instigator.
Said hello to him.
No, yeah. there's either Joe comes on time or you don't say terrible things. Those are the two choices.
Well, we don't have those.
That's
not going to happen.
Well, then this shit's going to keep on happening. So let's just get used to it. I just gave you two solutions. You chose neither one. Not my problem.
No.
So we were just talking about Brett brought up that comedy comes from a pain, and I said I don't really.
Oh yeah.
What's yours? Well, yours is probably your dad.
Oh no, but
you don't talk about that.
Because there's real, I mean, and it's funny because when we used to go to the comic strip and Starla said, why don't it has to be more about you. Tell about you.
I know you. There's nothing funny there.
I was like, all right, gang. One day, my dad got up, patted me on the head, and took him and himself and my dog and went a mile down the road and blew his head off and then shot the dog before he did that. Is this thing on?
However, was the opening act.
God,
that's awful. Christopher Titus would take that.
I'm the bad person here.
Yes, we should isolate that. Glad you admitted that. But now's not the time. We're dealing with Joe.
Point taken. Go on.
You would burn in hell, but Satan would be like, I can't even deal with him.
Satan would be howling.
Look
at the face on him like, there would be changes. There would be changes.
Probably running behind schedule.
It's a visual, but he'd have his hands on his hips watching around. I'd pull the river Styx and move that over there. I don't.
You call this hell?
You know, I take the Nazis, put them over there, over by Mussolini.
If Satan was running shit properly, I wouldn't say a word. Yeah. If there's issues, I'm going to speak up. That's why he brought me there.
You see him with a little pitchfork and horns and running around a little motherfucker.
Why would Satan bring me there if he didn't want help?
I see him that way in my dreams, Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah. The three-headed dog? No. That's too much dog food. Get rid of one of those heads.
Three-headed dog? Yeah, he's eating too much.
Oh, you missed it. They bragged about the three-legged cats in their life.
Though. You're only getting one can of cow can.
Wow.
Fight amongst yourselves.
Even your cat food references are old.
You still have cow can?
No, they don't.
What happened to it?
It went the way of all your other references, but discontinued.
What about Morris the Cat? Still around?
No, but Joe has a Morris reference. Yeah. No, but going back...
There's several Morris the Cats, I think.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
There's a whole fleet of them.
And Joe's references stop in 1983. A fleet of cats.
There's a whole load of me walking around being pessimistic.
You know how much cats love water. A fleet of cats. Yeah. That would be a problem.
Fleet of cats.
But Christopher Titus would take your personal pain. You know who Christopher Titus is.
Yes.
He's dark.
But he takes his personal pain. Mm-hmm. So I think that's kind of what Brett alludes to. Mm-hmm. Richard Pryor was that way.
Yes. Mm. Yes.
But I don't think that's all comics.
No, what it is, basically where it came from me was that comedy to me, because basically after my father committed suicide, my mom had to go to work. Reality was just, all right, shit just got real.
Yeah.
You're 6 years old and, you had a mom, a stay-at-home mom. You had a dog. Your dog had a father that came home and loved you. And everything, the rug was just pulled out. And now it's turmoil. Your mom has to go to work. You have a babysitter, now you're going to be taking care of yourself at night. How old was I? Like 10, 11? So I had all this bad shit going on. Comedy was the way to laugh at it, just to take, if you laugh
right,
at something.
You used it as an escape, but you never really talk about your family and your upbringing. You don't make jokes about it. You talk about it a lot on the show.
There was nothing, I never felt ready from that point. There was really much there.
But other comics would.
Oh, and yeah.
If you took what Brett was saying, other comics would take it.
It depends on their circumstances.
Escape mechanism.
Yeah.
Probably what I would agree. I think that's more.
A self defense mechanism.
Right.
You got to understand something. Especially now when I'm going over this whole thing with Joanne. My estranged wife, and we're in the middle of getting separated. We're still living in the same house, and it's like there's a lot of stuff that
you are taking comedy from there.
Yeah, that is like a treasure trove of comedy of stuff that that infuriates me that I could just make fun of, and it's been a treasure trove of stuff. I mean, I'll give you an example.
You get something out of it.
Yeah, I mean, 2 weeks ago, I was sick. I wasn't feeling well, and she accused me of getting her sick. And she's going, "You got me sick." You got me sick. Cover your mouth when you cough. I go, "I'd like to cover your mouth with chloroform." And I go, and instead of being depressed or just moping away.
I posted that on Facebook. I go, put it in the act.
Yeah.
Yes.
But that's my way of fighting back, and that's my way of taking something that's just so frustrating and just totally making fun of it.
But if you use that on Facebook or some women could think, well, this guy's abusive. They can also take that angle.
Yeah.
But even though it's not abuse, it's like, she's being abusive
to
you.
But Joe's blocked all those people that would say
No, I haven't. And let me tell you something. Anybody that says that's abusive and that, you'll come to my house for 2 days. If you're not chasing her down a block with a shovel within 3 hours, then you'll pay me a drink beer.
That sounds a little abusive. That's a little over the top.
And I don't think this, without comedy, I don't think I could even survive. No, I'm not talking about financially. I'm talking about...
No, no, I knew that.
You knew that. But
yeah, we all do. Damn. We're all well aware.
But, no, I'm just saying that without comedy, without thinking about comedy, and without being involved with comedy, I just... Life
it's our way
totally
of dealing.
Stink.
Yeah.
That's it is our way of dealing. And I've also found with everything that I'm going through in the past couple of years, having my comedy, because my comedy was a self-defense mechanism first. Right. And what actually happened is, and it's in my bio, I remember, like, I used to get bullied a lot. And then I made, like, you know, you started making people laugh, imitating Nixon back in the day. Yeah, you go, that's when he was president. I'm old. But, you know, going back.
I am not a crook.
I'll never forget one day. There was a friend of mine that was just busting my balls and making fun of me. And I made the girls laugh on the bleachers, and I had the whole girls turn around and goof on him because I made them laugh. And I walked away, and it was, Christ, 11, 12, and I walked away from there going to see the power that was in comedy. Just, you know, not even, you know, never did a live gig, but just to see, like, when you have an audience, you know, you're in front of, like, 400 people, and you've got them, and that power, I saw as 12 years old, with bleachers of little girls making fun of my friend because I made them laugh 3 minutes prior. So, yeah, I saw the power in it as well.
Really powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should use it for good.
But we don't.
We don't.
No.
That's
no.
why you'll be joining me in hell with Satan. You could tell him what you think needs rearranging as well.
So you set up the merch table.
That'd be fine.
Keeps on catching fire, stupid. But you got to why? Because we're in hell.
And all my shirts will be T-shirts, lightweight T-shirts.
Well, made of asbestos.
They'll be.
Well, you know.
They'll be demons flying around with Cinco de Caco shirts on and little shot glasses.
I can think of worse things.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Sounds nice.
It does. Yeah. Right, as long as you get the money.
Who books the room?
I'll be booking it. I'll be booking it. And I'm going to try to book it, and then they're going to go to you.
So he just took hell to a lower level. No, the only guy can make hell even worse.
Me? I do not think that is true. I am already there. You cannot fuck hell. Now, Joe, when you get to hell, and I believe it will be in 6.5 years, although judging by that cough, maybe 5. You still have my spotlight, so bring the spotlights and the backdrop. We are waiting for you.
Yes, sir.
There's a buffet of charred remains.
Yes, sir. Ooh, fancy.
Yes. That's my Steve Bixon.
Do you know Steve Bixon?
No.
No.
Lucky only like the guy who used to put the stuff on his pictures where it gets me out of the house. Is that the guy from Jersey?
No, his personality. No. Bix's personality gets him out of the house.
No, but he's a comic from Jersey.
No. Pennsylvania Booker from Allentown.
Steve Bix. There was
a
guy who used to put like a fake mustache on his headshot.
Maybe, like short fat guy?
Yeah.
Oh, crap, same guy. Wow, I wish I could have. Brett's been doing this a while.
Right, that same guy, that was Bix?
How many short fat guys do you
He would put on his headshot, he had like a real, like taped on, like a mustache, and then he should say, you know, Steve Bix comedy, like, you know, it gets me out of the house or something like that.
Yes, Bix. All right, yeah.
Yeah, he's been around
it's
a
been vetted.
It gets me out of the house, and after you see the act, you will wish you a home.
He's been vetted.
That does sound like
I don't
Bix.
Know him, but I just,
You're
I
lucky.
Know of him.
Yeah, he was a car.
I'm despicable.
He sent me his stuff when I was booking stuff.
What?
He sent me his stuff 1 million years ago when I was booking things.
Oh, it's a shame you couldn't hire him. Lovely
and
wretch.
His mustache.
And so his mustache.
I told you. I know. I think I'm Facebook friends with his daughter.
She's a comic too, huh?
Yeah.
Wow. Ooh. I didn't even know he had a daughter.
Would you admit to it? not her. I mean, would you admit it if Bix was your father?
Yeah.
I mean, nobody
Does
wants
lame
to...
comedy run into the family.
I don't remember her act. I remember her in the city. Although she did have a business card that says Spawn of Satan. So, I mean, all right. Well, shall we take our first break? Now the gang is all here. We'll come back. We'll do the syndicated portion. We're going to interview Brett.
Okay.
But before we do that, we got new music from Martin Nokin with a song Esta Loca. You can learn more about them at khb-music.de, khb-music.de. Martin Nokin. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to Diamond's Den.
It's a star loca.